Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
What do you do with your stickers? Where do you put your stickers? It's actually a bigger problem than I realised, Brooke. Last week or so, we were decorating the Wheel of Steel. Riverland Steel gave us a bunch of Milwaukee stickers to decorate the wheel with. We put a few on where they fit and then had leftovers. We're like, well, we love them. They're great stickers, bright red. Some see-through stickers with just the Milwaukee font on there. Didn't know where to put them. Had no thoughts.
No, because the thing with stickers is they can be quite obtrusive depending on where you put them. You don't want to stick them on like a door or something because then they're there forever. You don't want to take the paint off.
The other issue is, okay, so the sticker in question I'm struggling with is one that I got with some camera film that I ordered online. They chucked in a little sticker of their company logo. I love the sticker. Anywhere I put it, I need to have so many other stickers to make it look good. Like, you need to have like 50 with whatever you're stamping on. I did see a business in Barmer the other day walking down the main street. They still had the old Magic 931 I've Got Soul Support Our Local sticker from that was like a 2009 campaign or something.
Yeah, it was ages ago. I remember that campaign.
So a good sticker, like, it'll stand by you, but where do you put them?
That's what you've got to be mindful of. We did put it out on Facebook, and we've had a few comments, Bob. I'll pitch some of these to you. Sean says, on the fish tank.
Don't have one.
You could get a fish tank. We could get you a fish and have a place to put your stickers in one go.
You're always trying to push pets on me, Brooke.
I love other people having pets because then I get to live vicariously through them. We've also got Elise's laptop case. That's probably quite a good one.
On the laptop itself, maybe, yeah?
Yeah. Melissa says mobile phones or their cases. I suppose you'd want to go little for that and make a bit of a thing out of it, right?
Again, I have very sweaty hands. It's going to get sweaty. They're going to peel off.
Yeah, true. Heather does say just give them to the kids. They find the most unusual places to put them and you'll just randomly find them months down the track.
I actually had that when a former housemate of mine about 2 years ago was moving out and he was carrying his lovely armchair back into the trailer to drop it off and found all of my Apple stickers from the
because Apple stickers are another one. Like, I peel them off the Apple. I'm like, I don't know where to put this. One that Michelle did message through to our Facebook page at Magic 931, she said, put stickers on the bar fridge, which is what my dad always did. So I feel like that is the supreme answer as an adult.
All right, here, help me out. As I said, you need to have a sticker collection before you can start stamping. If you're in the Riverlands and your company has a sticker, has a logo, send them in, 16K Avenue Berry, drop them off. Wouldn't you like some free stickers, Brooke?
Absolutely. We don't know what to do with them yet, but we want them.
It's not cash for comment. It's totally above board. let's start a collection.